And thank you for joining us for a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, House Agriculture Committee Chair G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow have each released overviews of each committee's version of the new farm bill. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talked about each release.
Chairman Thompson released a five-page outline of his 2024 farm bill, and he also announced a House Agriculture Committee markup date of May 23rd. Moving to the Senate, Chairwoman Stabenow released a section-by-section of her farm bill, very substantial, clocking in at 94 pages. She has not indicated a date for a markup, but we're looking over both overviews that were sent out and trying to read through them and what it means for the farm bill.
He says both documents provide valuable insight into what the next farm bill may include.
Both overviews make large investments in Title I. We also see from Chairman Thompson's bill will include provisions to prevent states from regulating animal welfare outside of their borders. In Chairwoman Stabenow's bill, it does make conservation programs permanent. One thing she also wants to do is impose a $700,000 adjusted gross income limit for commodity program payments.
And Gilson says this month will be critical in determining what's next in the process.
The May 23rd markup from the House Ag Committee, depending on how that goes, will determine what happens in this Congress in terms of the farm bill. If we get a solid bipartisan vote out of that committee, I think it can move to the House floor and really put pressure on the Senate.
You can learn more online at fb.org/farm bill. Well, the mission of the U.S. Grains Council is to develop markets, enable trade, and improve lives. Carlos Suarez, Manager of Sustainability Policy and Innovation for the U.S. Grains Council, talks about how USGC incorporates sustainability into the mission.
Incorporating sustainability is something recent in terms of the actual work that the Grains Council does in its international programs. Sustainability has been ingrained in U.S. corn production for decades. And so what we've begun to do is to work on, number one, preventing that sustainability becomes a market access barrier across the countries in which we operate, but more importantly, that we align with our customers in terms of what they are requiring in relation to sustainability, in particularly showcasing how U.S. corn origin can help them meet those requirements.
And he talks about how the council addresses concerns related to sustainability.
In particular, we see the key performance indicators that the U.S. Grains Council references, which is Field to Market's National Indicators Report. And we see that, for example, water usage since the 1980s has been reduced by over 56%, land use around 44%, and then greenhouse gases by 48%. So what the Grains Council does is internationally communicate and showcase to our customers how the different regulations, enforcement, and best practices that underpin U.S. production and U.S. corn origin are the ones that allow for this superb environmental performance.
Suarez says innovation and technology play a big role in advancing sustainability goals in the grain industry.
Biotechnology has been a central component of that effort, allowing for the implementation of reduced tillage and a decrease in the use of pesticides across the whole of the U.S. corn industry. Technology also means that using nature-based solutions, which corn farmers have been doing as they drive up their efforts to implement cover cropping wherever that is possible. This improves soil health and increases soil organic capture sequestration. And so every day we see more and more our farmers implementing this type of practices. The ever more innovative technologies such as satellite guidance systems to work fields, variable rate fertilizer, and crop protection product applications.
And he looks ahead to the U.S. Grains Council's plans and initiatives relating to sustainability.
What we see is an ever-growing appetite to work with the council around satisfying sustainability requirements, being able to measure and quantify how U.S. corn production is sustainable, because we know that sustainability is there. And so we will continue to work with our stakeholders to align with the international sustainability framework, in short, fulfill that mission to develop markets and enable trade for which the U.S. Grains Council is famous for, and that ultimately results in improving lives, not only in the U.S., but across the international supply chains, in which we know that U.S. corn can contribute to and be leveraged by our users.
And for more information on the U.S. Grains Council's sustainability efforts, just go online to grains.org. Well, Anheuser-Busch is the first company to display the new U.S. Farmed certification seal on its products, including Busch Light, Budweiser, Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra. This new certification verifies at least 95% of a product's agricultural ingredients come from farms in the United States. The certification was announced in March by American Farmland Trust, led by Acting President and CEO Dr. Beth Sauerhaft.
U.S. Farmed is a certification and packaging seal program that any consumer packaged good company, you know, food or beverage company can use when they have 95% or more of their agricultural ingredients coming from items that were grown right here in the United States. So for Anheuser-Busch, it means that they, on the packages that they are going to be labeling where they've certified, it means that those 95% of the grains or more are coming from being grown right here in this country. So it's a really exciting program.
Sauerhaft says the seal on product packaging will help build demand for U.S.-produced food and fiber.
Our mission is all about protecting farmland, deploying forward-looking conservation practices on the land, and ensuring that there's a new generation of farmers and ranchers to work that land and stay on that land. And so a really critical piece of all of that being successful is making sure that we have a viable agricultural industry here in this country. And what better way to do it than to make sure that there's a market for these domestically produced goods?
The U.S. Farmed certification process propels the mission of AFT.
The funds that come in from the certification program will be used to help enable American Farmland Trust to provide technical resources and advisory services to farmers across the country, to talk with them about farmland protection and talk about succession planning or land access and transfer. So some of the most critical things that not every farmer may think about or know exactly how to do, this sort of gives them a lot of that starting information. And then, of course, we can point them to much more information.
And Sauerhaft outlines the steps required for certification.
A great place to start that would be by going to our website. So at farmland.org/US-farmed, that'll give you all sorts of information and how to get started. And then we connect you with the company that is doing the verification. And basically, you have to be able to show where you're getting your agricultural materials from. And it's an annual thing. I mean, I'm not going to say it's simple, but it's, as far as various certification programs go, this is much more straightforward than many.
Once again, American Farmland Trust Acting President and CEO, Dr. Beth Sauerhaft. We're out of time on American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.